Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
But at the end of the day, as expected, for 3 months, we thought this was the way it was going to go. And it's Drake May. And I get it. I know I'm going to quibble. But we go back to, ooh, trade, smoke them out, biggie bag, all that. You made the pick with 5 minutes left on the clock. So you've been telling us this whole time, you know, oh, well, we're getting on the clock. You know, hey, even Mayo down at the draft party last night, my wife and kid were there. I get a text, oh, Mayo said they might get back up in the first round. We're just out, we're just barfing audio now from Gillette.
Why are you starting off in such a crappy mood? You need to play the intro music again because, Gresh, this is a good day to be a Patriots fan.
Really?
Yes. You are once again starting over with a new quarterback. Like, you should be excited. There is hope. And you be honest with me now. Be honest.
Okay.
We've been talking about Drake May.
Yeah.
We've been, you know, dissecting his film.
Nice kid.
Talking to people who analyze quarterbacks, right?
Yep.
Now, you meet him in person. You see him in person. You find out a little bit more about his family and his upbringing.
Sure.
Okay. Did you like him more once we talked to him and you met him?
Oh,
Was it a different?
No, it was what I expected. Because here's the thing: I'll use a line.
We saw all those guys last night. Okay,
I'll use a line from Seinfeld on the whole. I think it was like with dating. You're not meeting the person; you're meeting the facsimile. You're meeting the business person of these guys who now cross into the NFL. So, no, I expected him to smile and be affable and sign the camera and all that kind of stuff. This is, for me, it's the whole strategy from the organization. I'm not completely sold on the player. Clearly, they weren't, by the way, regardless
Why?
Of what, because they would have traded in a heartbeat. It's that simple. If it was, my God, we need a quarterback. We've never been here before at number three. Why would you entertain a trade? Maybe because even they are not 100% sold on the player. And I thought they would literally wait until 1 minute left to go. We're entertaining all offers. So boom, 5 minutes that thing was in and TV ended up making us wait.
I think
stuff
they
like
did.
That.
They did. They
How
did,
does that not they, make sense?
They did get offers. A couple things I think were true. One, were false. One, okay, if they really felt like they were happy with one of the six, or five of six, right?
Yeah.
Because they weren't going to get Caleb Williams, weren't sure about Jaden Daniels, because every one of those quarterbacks went in the first round.
Yeah.
Every single one of them. All of them, which is amazing. It's the most ever in the first round.
Oh,
it's unheard of.
We have a lot of breakdown on that, too.
So I would say, as far as all the guys go, if they got the guy that they particularly wanted, and there was evidence and proof that other teams tried to move up, but they weren't willing to, you know, give him enough. So they turned it down. And once they realized, and I think they knew this, even when they first said it a couple days ago.
I'm kind of with you.
It was ridiculous. And so they said, why are we kidding ourselves? The charade is over. Let's just take the guy that we knew we were going to take when Mayo was introduced the first day.
And here's the reason why the whole Mayo getting back up into the first round thing and why I mentioned that, Christian, is because what did we hear the whole time? For 3 months, what did we hear about? Bags. 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 Which means you're getting picks, not giving up picks to move back in the first round. And again, it's the whole, One guy talks about one thing, one guy talks about another, and then you get the picture from the draft room where everybody is standing there smiling, and in the back corner there's Jonathan Kraft mean mugging, almost like, why are all of these people here and smiling?
That's an interesting photo. I don't know who's running Twitch right now. I don't know if you even send it to him, but it is.
Oh, it's in the grid.
It does seem like a cult.
Like a
picture.
Cult photo.
Yeah, it's like, okay, listen,
they're all staring at the sun or their god. Ah.
Yeah, here comes Jim Jones ready to tell us all our problems are over. It's like, so smile for the headmaster. Weird. I get it. And that's a facsimile of real life also, you know, like it's like now the whirlwind is over. The studying is over. The, you know, kissing everybody's ass, trying to be on point all the time. It's over.
They were all doing their best to put the best foot forward, answer questions the best they can. By the way, in 3 minutes, you will hear our chat with Drake May, the first on Boston Radio. And really, 1, 2, and 3, no surprise whatsoever. Marvin Harrison ends up going number 4. And again, I just, you know, I like Harrison a lot. I think it's a guy who you know is going to be a ready-made dude. And I hope May is going to be okay. I really do. Like, I hope that he ends up pushing Jacoby Brissett and that there's much more in this guy than even maybe we think. Because at the end of the day, they're going to have to find a way to groom this dude. They're going to have to find a way.
Oh, he is a sit and marinate guy. He's a sit and marinate guy. He is not a hurry up and throw him in there. Not a chance. He would be running for his life.
There's the video. So look at all of the smiles in the draft room, folks, right? There's RKK. There's Elliot Wolf. You see Gerard Mayo. There's Matt Groh in there. There's some of the new hires. And then
that is really,
I don't know if Twitch can zoom into the back corner of back left. Look at Jonathan Kraft's face back there, almost like, why the hell?
Is that Groh with the tie
with
the
teeth?
Biggest?
Yeah, yeah, giant head.
It does feel like they were drugged. Hey, listen, everybody take this pill. We're going to take a quick picture. Don't just be happy. Be beyond happy. Be extra, extra, extra happy.
Yeah.
You got to prove a point.
That photo was really interesting only because of the JK piece in the back. It's the, you know, what in the world is going on here. Look, and some in Twitch, they're already
Daddy's
getting on me. But
happy.
It feels like I was, again, just the reaction on social media and stuff, even in our Twitch chat, on Twitter as well. It feels like some people are okay with them taking a quarterback, but they're not sold. Some are like, thank God we got a quarterback and GM sold on the guy. And then there were people like me who wanted Marvin Harrison or a trade.
Well, you just wanted Marvin Harrison. So, I mean, it doesn't mean – I mean, you're not wrong. That's
no,
you. If you were running it, if you were running that team, you would have taken Marvin Harrison.
There's no doubt.
Look at all the other – and we'll get into all the other mistakes and drafts and picks and choices and decisions that other GMs made. And that they'll all be held accountable for. And that just goes to show you, like, what's important to you? Like, what was important to them? And maybe they feel like this was a guy that they didn't want to risk losing. Because it seems like, and no one, and you'll hear the truth in about a week. Like, who really wanted who and who settled for Bo Nix or, you know, Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah, like the Justin Herbert stuff that came out recently. That was poppycock. The Chargers were not either going to give him up and, you know, eat what would have been like a $63 million cap hit or something.
Over 100.
There you go. Well, I know we got the video of this as well. So basically, let's set the scene here. So when you go to the draft, you're last. As we had no idea. So what? Drake May's drafted, what, 820, 830, something like that, whatever it was. 2 hours later, it was us, the assembled TV people who went, might have been a writer there as well, but basically we got, everybody got a chance to ask some questions to Drake May, and here is our quick chat with Drake May after he was drafted last night.
Drake, what was the pre-draft process like when you got to New England? Was it different than anything else? Like, did you have an inkling that they really liked you?
No, I was just trying to be myself up there. You know, it's one of those things during the process. You go to all these different teams. You meet with the front office and the coaches, and you know they're judging you and having thoughts on you, and you just really get no feedback. That's kind of how the process is from all these teams. So it kind of just, like, hey, I think I did great. I think it went well, but really you don't know until draft night, and just shows that those people up there are awesome. Looking forward to getting up there, meeting the people and the fans. I mean, I'm looking forward to that. I'm getting acclimated with the team, and I was in that locker room, kind of walked through it, but we just got a glimpse. So
was Gerard Mayo the one to give you the call?
Coach Mayo, I talked to him second. Mr. Wolf was first, and then Mr. Kraft. So.
And what'd they say to you?
Yeah, they were excited. They were pumped. I think the biggest thing that I got from it is they're excited for me to get up there, and just think get back winning. I think that's all they want. They're all looking forward to.
There's been a lot of talk about your family. Growing up, youngest of four boys, there's going to be a lot of comparisons. There's going to be a lot of living in the shadows of Tom Brady. Is it fair to say that you've been living in the shadows of your older brother, so it's not really a big deal
for
Drake May?
Exactly. My whole life I've been Luke May's little brother, and probably still tonight, maybe even after tonight, I'll still be that around Chapel Hill. But Tom's such a great player, and just try to do as much as I can to learn from him. And I think he's one of the best Patriots of all time. So.
Drake, did you pay attention to sort of the narrative out there as people were evaluating you? Like, is there anything that maybe either irked you during the process or that maybe there was some false narratives created around your play or yourself in terms of the way you see the way you play the game?
No, I'm confident in my ability. I think all the outside media, I think, it's different when the coach is there and your coach is telling you to do something versus what the media thinks. I'm confident in my abilities, and I know I can throw the football, and I feel confident. Anytime I'm out there as a quarterback, you'll get a good chance to win.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Now, you had a great question in there about being Luke May's little brother. Because there was and I don't know what people are going to glom on to, because I know Tennis Brat became a big thing with Mac Jones. But I think with this kid, it's a great question, because he was stuffed in a locker. He was given noogies.
Yeah.
He was
constantly talking about fighting for food. If he didn't sprint, he would be left behind.
Right.
Okay. So, and I do think there is some
competitive level that I can definitely get behind.
Yeah, he talks about how he hates to lose. Imagine you're the youngest of four boys, right? And all his brothers, one brother won a national championship at Florida for baseball. The other two were basketball players. The mom and the dad, his dad's name is Mark. His mother's name is Amy. All of them are successful in sports at a high level. Like if you're successful, if you get recruited to play basketball at North Carolina – you're one of a very, very few, okay? They just don't give those spots away.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you win a national championship in baseball at Florida, it's kind of the same thing. Put a lot of pride in that program, both mom and dad. So, if living in the shadows, because you're already hearing it, Tom Brady, like, people can't get away from the Tom Brady this and Tom Brady was that. So, he will be the, what? It was Cam Newton. It was Mac Jones. It was Bailey Zappi. It was Brian Hoyer. Those are all the guys that took snaps after Tom Brady.
Yep.
This dude is not going to be affected by the pressure or the lingering, June 12th day that is Tom Brady. He doesn't care. He's been compared to his older brothers his entire life. He's been having to prove people wrong his entire life. This is nothing for him, which I think is of sneaky significance.
It gives him a different kind of edge because he's been a he's had to battle. That's something that definitely I can get behind. I just don't know if this guy is ultimately going to grow and be good enough to where we're making freaking comparisons of Josh Allen, for God's sake.
Well, see, it's just funny because
Tom Brady. So I'm just going to try to be Drake May.
He does compare himself. He did. And I can see why. I mean, like, and he's not, but I can understand why. Like, if you
being near him last night, he is not as big as Josh Allen.
He isn't.
No.
He isn't. It's funny because I thought he was going to be a lot bigger. But remember, he's still a baby when it comes to, like, football life. When it comes to NFL football maturity, he's a child. He is going to get so much bigger, so much stronger.
Three hops
are caught. He's literally only been in college 3 years. Mm-hmm. So he didn't play his first year. He ACC Player of the Year, the first year he starts after Howell leaves. And then Chip Lindsey, who was his offensive coordinator, comes in. And then they lose some talent. They're not nearly as good. It's not Chip Lindsey, who is the offensive coordinator, who will join us at 10:30.
Yep.
And he runs a lot. And why does he run? He has no choice. I told you months ago that the one guy he reminded me of, not in size or stature, was situation. Josh Allen had a similar situation where he was able to thrive when he had NFL wide receivers. He decided to stay in school. The next year, the dude was doing nothing but running for his life, trying to make crazy passes because he was required to do everything. The entire offense was on his shoulders. Same thing with Drake May. So that's where I draw the comparison. So what you get and what you see his true junior year is not a true indication of what he's capable of. That's the size and speed, not close.
Well, I know that at 11 o'clock we are going to get to some of the Bill Belichick analysis of Drake May, and it really stands out when they talk about his footwork and his lack of patience in the pocket. That's why I kind of quibbled when you said that. It was like, it furrowed the brow.
Because, what part?
Well, the whole, you know, in the pocket, stuff like that. Like, this is the
No, he's a runner. He's a fleer. He gets the hell out earlier.
Right.
Because he's been conditioned to bail.
And how do you break him of that? I go all the way back to thinking about Donovan McNabb, right? We got our guy B. Mitch who joined us yesterday, right? Philadelphia Eagle. What did they have to do whenever Donovan McNabb got there? Andy Reid was like, you're not allowed to leave the pocket right now. You know what I mean? Like, the very early part of Donovan McNabb was, you don't leave this area. You need to stand here. You need to learn how to process information, all that kind of stuff. And when you started to see more of the film of the feet, and you know, what happens to quarterbacks whenever they have pressure and they start to develop bad habits? Their feet get unsettled. They move around. They take their eyes off of what they should be looking at down the field. And are those things that are correctable to get to an NFL level? And okay, the anticipation
so
well.
So you, being the person that drafts him, or you, the person that doubts him, have to believe that he has the ability to learn, that practice. He will put the work in. He will put the time, because that's really – he is not even close to being a finished project. He is a prospect. So all those things that he's going to have to work on these things. He's not playing right away.
No,
and
of
he
course.
Will – I remember – not that this is a fair comp, but I remember the kid from USC, Matt Cassel. He was a disaster. Mm-hmm. A disaster every year. And I play with him. I'm like, this dude is squirrely. He runs too quickly. He has no discipline whatsoever.
That's why he's a seventh rounder.
He was nuts. And he never played. But he had skill. He had determination. He was willing to put the work in. And then it proved that if he was coached right and he was given the opportunity and the ability to fail, recover, and then figure it out in real time under real circumstances, not some bullcrap practice, he would evolve. He did. Now, he wasn't a Hall of Famer, but he was a really good quarterback in the league. Now, we expect more from Drake May. We want him to be better than Drake May.
Yeah, there's also the part of me that's like, why would you sit him then? What's this guy, a bigger project than Mac Jones, who came in and earned the job?
Well, I would say that the situation was different. And you can look – listen, whatever philosophy you're into, like, you can look at other quarterbacks that are great now. They sit. The easy, the most recent example is Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. He sat for a year. Jordan Love sat for multiple years. Aaron Rodgers, multiple years. I do think there's substance in that. That is important. And listen, and obviously – The most important thing, the most important job, and talking to people at the draft and talking to friends around the league and former quarterbacks, most of them are worried about Alex Van Pelt and then the offense's ability to groom him. It's not that he doesn't have it in him. It's not that he can't be altered and, you know, corrected and, you know, developed. It's who is developing him. Isn't that ultimately, like, how good you are? You can have tons of great students who are extremely intelligent. They have a crappy teacher who is beating them down or not telling them the right ways to learn something. They're going to be delayed or they'll wash out.
It also feels like because there was, let's just be real, okay? And I don't know if you think I'm mischaracterizing this, then tell me. There was pressure from ownership. Pressure from ownership to get a guy, to get a quarterback. Are they going to sit back and go, oh, yeah, you know, we encourage you to go get this guy, but sit him for the year?
No, hold on. Just because the pressure was on, it didn't need to be from anybody. They need a quarterback. So just because Kraft mentions it, suddenly it's assumed that there's all this pressure on them to take a quarterback.
Yes.
They were taking a quarterback anyways. Now it turns into, well, who does Kraft want? We talked to Pioli yesterday. He mentioned to us that in all his years, the one time he had an owner come and kind of say something was what, Ted, was it the when he was with the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah,
Art Modell, okay? Had his guy that he wanted, but they still took somebody else?
Oh, it was with the Ravens.
Was it the Ravens?
It was.
Yeah, okay.
When he was working as a underling with the Ravens.
I just feel like there's just some misconceptions about what really goes on in there. And now that the pick has been made, the truth will come out.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.